Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of Shoulda Had a D8, where we invite friends, family, fans, and the cast members of The Natural Ones and Descent into the Void to talk about episodes prior. And today I have the cast, well, most of the cast, of Descent into the Void. I'm your tale weaver, Omar, and I would like to welcome up Zeki, who plays Cal.
Hey, everybody, it's Zektown.
Adam, who plays Duran.
Hey, Internet, roll some dice.
Alex, who plays Monaco.
What up?
And Travis, who plays King.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks for coming, everybody. So, the season premiere, season 3 premiere of Descent into the Void, where you found yourselves after you beat the Lich, you went off and to Shimmer Watch to make your way there. Of course, stopping by Beach Bell to pick up your beautiful ship that was gifted to you by Queen Camilla. And you met some old faces. We met Merrick Tybolt. It was fun whipping out that voice again. And then you went on your way, snuck off in the shimmering ethereal-like ship with the rest of the Unity Knights and Julian. But you ran into some issues along the way, as demon sharks came up, and after a battle ensued, you were able to defeat them. Not sure whether or not they weren't supposed to see you, but they seemed to find you nonetheless. But anyway, you made your way over to Shimmer Watch and met up with the King of Thelos, King Terminus, and went through all these secret doors in the keep, and after he casted a very powerful spell, locked it up, and you were beginning to discuss the possible excursion into the freedom of Shiverin. So, my first question goes to all of you, and we'll start off with Cal. So, Zeki, you all made your way down into Beach Bell to get the ship. How was the experience seeing once again Captain Merrick Tybolt, your old buddy who gave you your weapon, as well as getting to drive the Ice Crown?
Well, as the listeners will know, you can now call me Cal Sparrow. I am Captain Cal Sparrow, along with my other monikers. There are many. But what's more important is it was pretty amazing for both Cal and me as a player. It was a very cool thing to experience. The feeling of being able to come back to a place and have a friend. Like, that's, like, not something you always get with D&D. So that was, like, really, really awesome. And I think that really impacted Cal, especially with, like, you know, he gave him his hat and was, like, joking around and was kind of, like, it was kind of like he was visiting an uncle, because this guy knew his dad. Right. And that's just, like, one more, like, you know, degree of, like, attraction for the, like, learning more about Galilea and everything else that was going on there.
Yeah, there was definitely that, like, mentor, like, kindred spirit. And the scene when he gave you the hat was all so touching.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
No, I'm saying then actually piloting the ship very well. Those were some high rolls.
Yeah, I made some actual, like, really, really good rolls, which was surprising for all the ones I roll whenever I attack things. So so that was refreshing. Good way to kick off the season, I'll say that.
Totally was. And of course, who's no friend of the sea who got seasick along the way? King. So my next question goes to you, Travis. King was able to showcase some new magic, altering the winds, pulling a storm-like move, like an X-Men storm, just to make himself feel better and, of course, make the ship go faster. What is going through King just having to once again get onto the Ice Crown?
I think that King didn't think about it until he was on it, because that's sort of how I felt. I was like, oh, that's right, he's seasick. He doesn't do well on ships. So I think that he sort of deals with it and does as best he can. And the fact that it's, like, transparent does not help, So I like playing that up a bit and sort of volleying with Lewis about fixing it and whatever. So that was cool. But I was, looking through my list of spells and realized that I was like, I could help us get there a little bit quicker if I use some magic. So I thought that that would be a fun way to use a high-level spell to benefit the group. And he let it loose.
Very nice. And I thought about that spell like a long time ago. I didn't know who would take it. I was like, oh, I can't wait till people do some weather altering spells. So seeing it at the perfect time was actually pretty impressive, because I was like, yeah, if you can make the winds go that fast and the ship is going to sail like a knife.
Yeah. I was like, we got places to go and things to do.
Right? Exactly. But that, of course, did not stop the attack, as you were seemingly where now it could have been random, could have been planned, who knows, as those demon hunter sharks came and attacked, knowing exactly where to hit the ice crown, it seemed, as they were trying to get underneath and use their full swim speed to swim up and ram into it back and forth. So my next question will go to Duran the Gale. So Adam, during that battle, was very rough and tough, and it seems like a Hail Mary move by Duran to fly off and throw his blood in there, hoping that would cause a distraction, which of course it did, letting it so Monaco and King can just destroy this creature. What was going through Duran's head at that point, and to make him think of such a thing to do?
Well, in Duran's mind, they're demons, they're enemies, they're animals, it's all the same. And he knows from, you know, his time back on the top layer, when pickings were slim for eating, you have to eat what you can. And I imagine they ate whatever. And in my mind, Duran would know sharks, and sharks go for blood. They're shark demons. It made sense. And outside of that, to me, the player, Adam, whenever DM gives you a hook like that, they give you a world with a bunch of resources. And one of the fun things about being a not caster is that you really get to kind of sit down, look at all the gifts the DM is giving you with setting, the environment, the fight, and try to see what tools the DM's giving you to play with there. And I was like, you know, Omar's given us this kind of enemy to fight. Really put yourself in your character's mind, think about it creatively, and interact with the environment. Just don't throw numbers at it. Let's interact with it and see what happens.
Yeah, great job. Great job indeed. We'll let you definitely collect these mischievous, quick-swimming creatures. But nevertheless, you all were able to defeat them and get away using Cal's excellent boating skills. For the most part, there were some let's jerk the boat left and just kidding, natural someone, let's jerk the boat this way. But where it ain't mattered, you were rolled pretty high.
He rolled a nat 1 while he was piloting the boat?
I'm pretty sure. Or I don't remember.
I rolled like a 3 or something.
So when it was to do some crazy maneuvers.
Yeah, it was like I rolled a 3 and then it ended up being like a 6 or a 7 or something like that. It was not good.
I thought that was just part of your plan.
Yes.
I mean, Cal made us think it was.
Yeah, I definitely was like, yeah, I'll ram the things. And then that did not work at all. So I just went with it. And I'm like, oh, we're just zipping around them so you all have a better viewpoint of the area that they are at. And we can hone in on them that way.
That's why he's the captain.
So it's official. Captain Calamity Morgul of the Ice Crown. Has a good ring to it.
Does.
We'll have to see, but
we just gotta work on making it fly now.
Is it gonna be Captain Calamity Morgul of the Ice Crown forever, though? I thought that was a rental. Ice Crown implies the Queen of Fear.
I mean,
we didn't think you were gonna ask for it back after all the work we did.
Oh, you want this back? Like, it was a lease.
We didn't sign anything.
A rent.
But, you know, my dad made it, right? And I have all these guns that my dad also made. So, naturally, I inherit the ship.
Julian didn't give me the sword. It's canon that you don't get all of them.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That'd be like if your dad worked at a sandwich factory and he made a sandwich for someone and you said, my dad made that sandwich, give it to me.
I still think that you're going to get into a battle with Julian and then he's going to die, as he almost did. And he's going to be like, well, we could use this diamond or we can let him rest in peace. Balance. I mean, you know, because we don't want people coming back to life, so...
He's had a nice long run.
We only have the one diamond.
Oh my goodness, your majesty, I'm sorry. The ice crown, we crashed it. As you can see, there's nothing in the bag.
No, Omar is a good DM, and he'll make it so that I have to choose between, like, Horatio and Julian, and then I obviously have to pick Horatio.
I mean, I don't know. According to Lash at A, he don't like you.
I know, so it'll be, like, a very heavy decision for me to make.
Extra dramatic.
Cal is going to be thinking about, like, do I really like Horatio that much?
What does Julian look like? Because this whole time, I've kind of just imagined him as being like D from Vampire Hunter D.
Oh, Julian's short. So he's armed. Remember, Julian's like a short brown hair, like dwarven man.
Oh, huh.
Oh, he's a dwarf.
Well, no, actually. Yeah. Well, yeah, yes. Dwarf. He's a short dwarven man.
He's a dwarven.
Yes. I pictured Julian from Trailer Park Boys. That's just what I was going with.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. He's like a heavy armored...
yeah, I can totally see that.
Mid-30s dwarven gentleman. Very handsome. With, like, brown hair. Matching eyes.
Okay.
He couldn't have been that handsome. No one mentioned it.
I mean, yeah, no one mentioned it. I mean, he was kind of a dick, but he totally warmed up to you guys.
Is he still around?
Yeah.
I mean, you... after that, you guys went off
and
met with... King Terminus finally docking. Very good job with the docking. Had you rolled low, you would have done damage to the Ice Crown. Then again, it has a shield, so. But it would have been like a moment. But you rolled pretty well on there. You met King Terminus. And he was happy to see you. Though, it seems like, according to whispers from Julian, that someone on the inside might know. It could be someone next to King Terminus. It could be someone in the Liberators, or it could be Julian doesn't think it's any of his men, but he's never too cautious and thinks anyone, except for Cal, it seems. They have, like, a kindred spirit being bearers of Galilea's artifacts.
Fuck my drag, the fucking holy priest among y'all and got no connection.
No, it's cool. It's okay.
I don't know, you're corrupted now. I don't know if we can trust you.
It's okay.
Bring that up.
No, it's okay. You can be part of the Forsaken with me. We'll be unwanted together.
That will drive them closer again after everything. Then Monaco and King are destined to be best friends. They just had a little hump. Now they just get over it together.
Chucky and I are friends again.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, you were told that there was a spy amongst you. So, all of you at some point will let known this. But I'm not sure. Actually, only person who knows that right now. Well, actually, no. Cal, you did tell everybody, right? At some point.
Cal's the master of secrets.
Oh yeah, which secret are you asking about?
Well, when Julian went up to you and said that someone's not be trusted, and it could be...
Oh, I haven't told anybody.
Yeah, so none of you know. So none of you in character can answer that question. But, Alex, thoughts on... after hearing meta, this is all meta, of course, that there's possibly a spy, or it could be that just the sharks were searching for you. What were your thoughts on that?
The sharks could smell her cooking from that far away. The boat's rocking, so the soup gets in the water. They could smell the blood that far. Why not, right?
Right.
They just could have wanted some soup.
But my question...
We could have avoided this whole situation.
Or I just dumped the soup in the water and it would have been fine.
No,
what? Dump the soup? We gotta kill them sharks.
So, for Monaco, what is it like being back on the Ice Crown? Or, like, at least heading back to Fia, or, I mean, Shiverin, after all this time?
Oh, man. It's like, I mean, she tried to talk to Duran about that, didn't she? And he was like, super harsh. You were super harsh.
Exactly. Duran and Nako had such the moment there.
I don't think she's totally ready to do what it takes. But maybe after doing all this, actually, yeah, no, after all this hardcore shit we've been through, it's time to do it.
She's stealing herself.
I mean, after like that horrible ooze thing in the past, and like all the nearly dying of everyone, and like,
yeah,
things have been pretty bad. I think at this point we can come back and like knock this one out.
But then going back to Hiei,
I know.
So you had that moment.
I know.
Duran, when you're explaining about Hiei, and Duran just like doesn't want to hear nothing. Was like, you gonna pull that trigger? You better pull that trigger.
Yeah, he's like. You better be able to do it. And at the same time, it's like, what? Was it easy for him to just kill his brother like that? And apparently it was, right?
Well, then around... So
I guess you could bring that
back, shooting back over to Duran. So, question. Duran, at that point, I think, was Valkyrie Duran turning into, like, what he currently was before, you know, the shattering? Would you agree to that, or was Duran more... I mean, what are your thoughts?
Oh, that's good, the shattering, yeah. We'll just call the Shattered Duran. Shattered Duran, he, like... It's weird to me, because as he is, I don't... Like, he doesn't really have those deep interpersonal connections with anyone now, good or bad, which is all very interesting. But I think he would say... But he remembers how he felt. So he would, if he was asked on that, he'd probably say it was hard. Or he might not even say anything about it at all, because it might strike a nerve. He might get frustrated about it.
Hmm. That's a good one to do.
Will Shattered Duran be? Would Shattered Duran grow into a new person, or will you be able to return Duran? That'll be interesting to see how it unfurls. But in any case. As you were saying, Alex?
I mean, knocking out a lich is it's a show of the power that you've gained magically and like personally strength. But confronting someone from your past is never easy.
Oh no.
And it doesn't matter how much you've grown. People have a way of turning back into the people they were around the people they know. And you know, it's a matter of the other circumstances of whether or not you can get out of that, you know? Because you can fall into a rut, for sure.
Yeah, I am totally excited to see when Monaco was approached by Hiei. Because remember, Monaco froze, and of course, Monaco and Duran had that whole discussion when Monaco admitted that during the Northrill. So seeing that again situation... Now, don't tell me how... I mean, you can predict on how you would act or how you would feel Monaco, but... I feel like, would Monaco freeze again, or would she rise up? Plus, she was alone, and now she, at that time, even in the North Road, because you were by yourself in that lane, but now you have, well, hopefully you'll have all your friends by your side. I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen, though.
I mean, she's undergone some growth, some personal growth in the time. There's been some events, you know, some of that certain magnitude that encourages such character growth, so I you know, there's a good chance that she'll actually stand forward this time, but whether or not it'll stay up in the face of that, or she'll need her friends, you know, I think that's a matter of the roles.
Yeah, I feel like this is so anime that you can go through so much character growth in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
And just become a completely different person, or so much more of an evolved person.
But that's the thing. Like, it has only been a few weeks.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a good chance that it's just gonna be like, no, sorry.
Interesting. Can't wait to find out. But you all finally made your way with King, with King Terminus into that. Keep that stone keep through the winding, turning, trapped, filled, and sliding doors of the innards of that cavern, till finally going into it. Which, spoiler alert, he used a wish spell to unlock the door.
Wow!
Only on Shad 8 do you get those secrets.
I spoke Celestial and knew that.
Well, whether or not he did say this, I wish. It could have just been a...
Oh my goodness, you're right.
Incantation, or
I don't think that a wizard or a sorcerer would casually and flippantly throw around the words, I wish. I'm going to call you on that one.
Oh, okay. I mean, I just admitted it to Chad 8 anyway.
Yeah. No, I know.
So, yes. Now, meta, you know that. Or not even meta, you can know that. The two celestial people who speak celestial, Monaco and King, you know that he used the wish spell. Or you can surmise that he used the wish spell. So that's a very trap door that he led you into, like his second war room or third, or, you know, he's a king. You have a bajillion war rooms. But his war room are Shimmerwatch.
He can probably cast Wish once or twice a day, so he could have as many as he wants, because he could do it every day.
Oh my god. Yo, it feels so good to walk into a warded room. Like, you know what I mean?
You got to.
It's like, bam. Conversations are not monitored by Daramu or anything. No broken hand, no hoping that Halaster is spying the eye of a freaking golem or something. Like, nah.
I just thought of something. I just thought of something. That's such a good idea. Like, I don't know why I didn't think of it before, but, like, why didn't we try and update our, like, devices of sending to cut off Dramo so that way we don't have to worry about
it? Oh my goodness, like, go to an enchanter and be like, can you just make
can you re-enchant these, please? Like, disenchant them, because, like, there's an evil person on the fucking other end. Or maybe we can ask King Terminus now, be like, can you wish him off of our phone line? Like, we don't want to pay for his...
Oh, I can only wish once a day.
Service.
We don't want to pay for his phone on this plan anymore.
Would it be more expensive to upgrade and just get new devices?
But they were custom made, and also, I hate to say it, but they were made to be custom cute earrings per our individual request. And this is a balling, like, bar piercing. It looks really cute. I just, getting a new one's gonna be a pain.
Did Monaco just, did she take Scarlet's old ring? Isn't that what she did?
Yeah, it was very, so you have very like, awkward.
Yeah. Ring.
Scarlet had a red ring. I have a ruby bracelet.
King
got all sad about it.
And Syl had whatever Syl would had.
Syl had whatever Syl had.
Well, Daramo has the Syl one now, right?
Oh, no, that's right. Daramo has
the Syl one. And,
which was like,
Cal has the extra one. Oh, it was so
I just have like some plain ass ring. Like,
okay.
I
got like the Nokia of.
And then we got
add him to this plan.
And then we got the extra one that Kai has now, right now, which we can't communicate with because he's through like that barrier that we can't talk through, right? Right. Or did we not try to talk to him? I think we tried to talk to him, and he was like,
"Oh, I forgot that he had it. If he did, I didn't know that he had."
Yeah, he has the other one.
Yeah, he has one as well.
Oh, then I've totally just.
He's got the last one that we forgot about.
Well, if he's too good to talk to us, then why should we talk to him?
He's always in trouble. Right? Reached out once, and he was like, "Oh, this shit's crazy."
Yeah, I remember that much. Talked to him once at some point. He was like, "Yeah, I'm training, doing some shit. Good luck." And then that was like 20 days ago.
That was not 20 days ago. Oh my god, has it been 20 days?
It's 20 days anime time. Like, Namek was exploding for an hour. So, this has been 2 weeks.
Oh my god. I mean, oh, yeah. Nyx.
All the days of traveling back and forth, and you defeat many demons, took you several days to go across all of, that good chunk of Thelos, and then the gala coming back, all that.
And time travel time on top of that.
Right? Although you got to see him in the future, and he's super badass.
Yeah, I had the weirdest time. Because my time was super weird.
Yeah, they were all everybody weird else's. Times. They were all weird.
Like outside of time.
Yeah. And I should have just stayed and we could have like ended the campaign with me just becoming a god.
You just chill and use Stacy and the rest of us are just like, whatever. Horatio blows up. King and Duran just live the in the worst King's future.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, but the thing is, I could become a god and then go back to that exact moment in time, and then I'd be a god, and then you guys would still be where you were.
But would that be within your powers, though? Every god is different. I mean, not every god. Gods can't just go in and out of time, unless they're like Cronus or someone time. Who has the power of that. God of time.
We're not talking Jesus here. He's not the all power.
We will never know now, will we? We'll never know.
I can't even finish.
There was a lot of magical energy that was expelled during that big explosion. That could have, like, supercharged me up. I could have just eaten a bunch of pieces of fruit, and then, boom, God.
You should have eaten all those like himself, and then bro. Just, like, so kind of
carried us, now I think about it.
I will tell you that if you would have, I was hoping you would have, like, picked from the fruit, and then would have rolled, and you would have been caught by one of the gods, and it would have been a whole other damn encounter to introduce the other gods, but you didn't sneak the fruit, so.
I should have. But anyways.
But the level... Case, what about the level?
But you got the level from that. That was good.
We did. Yeah, we did get the level.
At least you got a little taste of it.
But I could have got like 20 levels. Bag of holding.
Hell's ass.
Well, with King Terminus locking the room again and you all, and then of course him being knowledge that there may be spies among us, became a very tense scene as we had faded away, ending. With possibly there's a spy among you. Is it within the Liberators? As you've all had tension before? Is it within the Unity Knights that are underneath Julian? Is it Julian himself? Could it possibly be the great Merrick Tybalt? Or someone within King Terminus Court? Or just not at all, and they just happened to find you, even though you were
invisible. It's deja vu!
It's Cal.
Cal's
the master of secrets. He's keeping more secrets from us.
What secrets could I be keeping?
See what I mean?
Who knows?
I think that we're inadvertently giving away our position. Like, we've been tagged or marked, and we don't realize it in some way.
I think it's the sword. The
Reflective.
Chaos. The Chaos Blade.
Oh my goodness. Yo.
Oh, that's a fucking...
If it's just like a fucking magnetic beacon of fucking chaos, sorry for the expletives, but... It's necessary. This is very dire. This could, like, give away our position forever.
Interesting theories.
I'll just throw out there that King said it was bad. He knew it was bad.
I'm just going to throw it out there that the DM was very silent whenever I made that. That conspiracy.
Just watching. I love listening to your theories and conspiracies.
Duran said he could handle it.
Theories.
Duran's handling.
We're just giving him more ammo for his plot gun.
But can he handle it?
That's fine.
Duran, can you handle it? I don't think
handle it.
He's not ready.
Well, and with those final predictions in, we'll find out and exciting as we continue. So once again, thank you everyone for joining. Thank you to the fans. Thank you to our Patreons. Thank you to the amazing cast. Remember, from the first chapter to the last page, we love you. Be kind to one another, and we will see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.